Corner Dream.
4 HKX, mobile.
The name here is Richard, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
Richard, it's Patrick on this end.
Listen to the house.
Off work.
The affirmative.
Hey, well, I'm getting my day started. I've done hit my first stop, and second stop wasn't there, so moving on to the third one. Had a good evening and wasn't no major catastrophes at work.
All right.
Where do you work at?
We built 486 cars last night.
That's quite a few cars.
Hey, that was a 10-hour shift.
The car is in 10 hours.
I think total a week they try to get out 5,500.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, never been in the manufacturing of automobiles. I was always on the other end, tearing them apart and putting them back together. I turned wrenches for almost 20 years for Ford and GM.
That's quite a bit. I'm still doing that at home with a under the shade tree.
The turning the wrenches, I still do it a little bit here and there for friends and family. And but I started selling the wrenches. I bought a Matco Tool franchise about 7.5 years ago, so that's what I'm doing now.
Being a detective, finding those people because they like moving around.
Do that, but we've got a system in place for that. It usually has a way of, they'll pop back up somewhere in your route sooner or later. And karma comes around, let's put it that way.
Whereabouts does your route go? You don't happen to go over towards Conestee, do you?
Conestee?
Coming up between Malden and Donaldson Center.
In my area, I do Traveler's Rest, Berea, the outskirts of Easley on 123, and then a section of Taylor's and Greer. That's my area. I'm pretty much everything north to the state line because I live in Brevard, North Carolina.
You do get around if you're up in Brevard.
Down quite a bit down here during the day, let's put it that way.
We'll have to deal with 85 northbound or southbound between and Whitehorse Road because it gets ugly.
Again, I had an opportunity. I could have took that route or the one I've got, and I didn't want to deal with 85 at all, so I took this one.
You didn't get motor mile. You got miracle mile over in Easley.
Didn't even get that part of Easley. Mine's all rural area. I don't do it. Hardly any dealerships at all. George Coleman, Kia of Greer, and Benson Chrysler. That's it.
KB2HX has mobile.
Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
Patrick.
You're up early.
Yeah, I got a busy day ahead of me. I got to run to a customer's house and then continue my day.
How long you been with BMW?
I've been employed just over a year, but I've been out there going on just over 3 years.
So far?
Yeah.
You're building 400 cars a night. And come on back in here, Dave.
All righty. Yeah, name here is Dave. I don't know the other station. I live here in Greer, whatever. I'm an HVAC guy. I got done with a big install yesterday, and now I got to catch up on my regular everyday customers. And I got some friends in from New York, Patrick. Look out, we're invading. They're staying at my house. He's another ham operator, a friend of mine from New York. You might hear him on from time to time. But anyway, Patrick, over to you, KB2HXS.
In my area, so we're good. Nah, y'all are good. But I hope they have a good time while they're down here, Dave.
I've known this fellow and his wife for a long time. Long time, like 35 plus years.
They moved down here just visiting.
Yeah, they want to move down here. They've been working with a realtor the past couple days. They like the area. They want a little bit of property, not much. You know, maybe an acre or two, because he's got a 30-foot RV. He wants to bring him down here and, you know, just wants a place to park without anybody giving him a hard time. And he's just trying, like heck, to stay away from, like a gated community or something with the real severe HOA rules and things like that, you know. That's all. He's looking. It's really their first time down here looking in this area. So they're a little bit discouraged at what they're finding, but I told them, I said, keep going. It took us almost 2 years to find a house that we leased it.
To find a house in a week or anything like that, you just got to keep looking.
But they found one they really liked over on North Rutherford here at Taylor's. But, man, they had 8 bids on it, and it's gone in, like, 2 days.
Another problem. If you do find something you like, you got to jump on it right now. You can't think about it.
Yeah, they kind of missed it before Foxtrot Tango Uniform. They just want to bring that RV and find a piece of property and park it and live in the RV and build something.
I told them, bring that RV down. I mean, heck, get it down here, get the land perked, get your septic set up. This way you can dump your RV into it and then build a house. And then, come down and stay in the RV,
People that did that, they lived over towards, Woodruff area off of Woodruff Road, and they did that. Finally got their house built. I think 3 years later they moved back to Florida.
Moved up from Florida 2 years ago. I'm very happy up here. I'm originally from New York, Long Island area, and then we wanted our seasons. In Florida, man, it's just hot. The seasons you got down there is, let's see, love bug season, tour season, road work season. It's just terrible. It's all hot. So we wanted some seasons back a little bit, so we moved up here. We like it here.
Politics that they're having right now in Florida, they ain't taking no crap off of anybody, especially knuckleheads trying to drive us into the ground in Washington.
I agree 1,000%. Hang on, let me see if I have this. Okay. I just heard this morning, I don't know how true it is, I was watching Fox News, but apparently an Amish farm in Pennsylvania got raided, and they told the farmer to stop producing food.
Hey, shit. Yeah, I've been hearing about them threatening that. Did they finally go ahead and do it?
Yeah, apparently so. Now, I thought the Amish were not under government control, kind of like the Indians. I don't know. I don't know what the heck's going on in this country. My God.
Late last week, if you control the food, you control the people. That's what they're trying to do.
Folks, you don't take no nonsense, man. They're pretty independent people. They will rise.
Saying they had a co-op going on, and it wasn't even that they were doing, weren't really doing anything wrong. Just they didn't like what was going on, and so the FBI went in and shut them down. But they're gonna keep on pushing. The knuckleheads are gonna keep on pushing. There's gonna be another revolution.
I understand. I mean, my question is, what are they going to do? They're going to come to the average homeowner to have chickens and things? Say, hey, you can't produce eggs anymore. No. You can't do that. No. You can't grow tomatoes anymore. No. Sorry. You can't have your apple farm anymore. No, sorry. You know, I mean, I don't know. I got mixed emotions about a revolution. Patrick, go ahead and take it. I'm almost at destination.
Well, I am at my destination, and yeah, I'm with you, Dave. I have mixed emotions about that because out of those ashes, what's going to come up? So you got to think about that. And I'm not ready. I'm nowhere even close, really, to do that. I think we can still save it with voting if we can get the voting laws taken care of and get all the illegal voting out of it.
So, I really do, because I tell you what, if a revolution kicked off, man, a lot of people, a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt.
There. But we got to stop that voter registration that they've got coming across the southern border.
I agree with that. That's, you know, I don't know. I don't know. How's the weather out there today? KV2HX, that's my ID.
For HKs. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 so I can get in here and get these guys taken care of. Dave, you be careful on out there. Richard, nice to meet you this morning. I'm on pretty much every morning, so don't hesitate to throw your call out. And have a good day, and good to meet you. So 7-3, guys, KO4HKX. I'm clear.
All right, Patrick, have a good afternoon. Hey, I've been using your wrenches, man. They work good. Have a good day. Richard, over to you. KB2HXS.
Well, going to be a nice day today. There's not going to be any rain. My brother has sent a message to my mom. He lives out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're supposed to be getting possibly 4 more days of rain, so hopefully they don't get a flood because they've been so dry for so long.
I think we're supposed to get rain tomorrow. My friends are, we're going to be faunting around later this afternoon. I got a few things I got to run around and do this morning. But when I get back, we're going to take our friends around and do some tacky tourist type stuff. And see what kind of trouble we can get into. Then tomorrow, I think it's supposed to rain.
A little bit of rain, but I don't want any gully washers and lakes forming in my yard.
I don't either. Well, listen, I got to run in here real quick, and then I got to be at my destination here in just a minute. So, Richard, it's good to meet you. You have a good afternoon. Got a good morning. I understand you just got off work. Is that correct?
I'm probably 5 miles from the house now.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a pretty big community around here that works at BMW. So you're one of many. So you have a good morning, get some rest, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. Again, name here is Dave, calls are KB2HXS, and I'm on here from time to time. I've got a base station set up at the house, and the radio in my vehicle. I'm trying to get a radio in my wife's vehicle, so when we're in her car, I can talk. Anyway, have a good morning, and I'm sorry I forgot your call, KK something, KB2HXS, have a good morning.
XS KK4FTU. Not a problem. I'm normally not in my truck. It's the one with the radio, but I've got a vehicle down and I gotta get it back up, but till then I'm gonna be in the truck.
All right, sir, have a good morning. 73.
KK4FTU, mobile and monitoring.
For VWA mobile.
KWA, KK4FTU, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked yet. I know I'm headed out to a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock, but other than that, I haven't taken inventory, so I'm not sure. Oh, this is Steve on this end. Who we got over there?
Richard, I'm on my way home from 10 hours of work.
Well, must work at one of the plants then. Where are you working?
Big plant there, right at the 85 and 101. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. When they first came here, somebody put some t-shirts out, and they made them take them back in real quick. They didn't appreciate those t-shirts. I think what they said was Bubba Makes Wheels?
I haven't been there that long. I've only been out there 3 years.
Well, that's good. Do they treat you decent?
Nights, I haven't had an issue of getting 40 hours or more.
Now, are you a direct or are you a MAU?
Here right now. I was MAU for 2 years, or almost 2 years.
I've heard that the hours are a little longer and harder direct, but I understand the benefits are really good.
Has it changed since I got the different shirt and uniform?
So in other words, you're just going as hard as you can then.
What's funny is I'm running circles around 20-somethings, and I'm over the half-century mark.
Well, that's good. That's real good. You know, there's an old saying, use it or lose it. And I can tell you, once you pass that 65 mark, you start losing it no matter what you do. Oh, I'll be 67 in October, and I'm retired, but I tell you what, with all my activities going on, I haven't slowed down a whole lot. Matter of fact, I threatened to go back and open up my business again so that I could get a little bit of a rest from my wife.
You lost it years ago. I said you lost it years ago. Come on. I just heard that comment, Steve. I had to pop in there. I'm only here for a second.
Well, what are you doing? Hey, by the way, give your call sign there, knothead.
I was just on here. You missed it. KB2HXS. I'm at a customer's house real quick this morning. I got a little running around to do this morning. You go back to your conversation. I'm pulling up anyway. You lost it already. Jeez.
Well, I just got on the road, and I'm headed down to Sparkleburg to get in there with my doctor and let him tell me that I'm still pumping along. So, anyhow, you have a good day there, Dave. So, Richard, you just experienced one of our local flavors there. Let's put it that way. One of our local characters.
He already talked to me.
Sorry. good work, Dave. I'm trying to talk to Richard.
Bye. You mobile. Yeah, we chatted a little bit. Me, him, and Patrick was on a little while earlier.
That Patrick's another one that tries to give me a hard time. Are you out there, Patrick, or are you trying to sell something? Dirty rotten capitalist, and he's making money, buddy. He's doing good. So, yeah, I got another friend that has been out there at where you are for about a little over 20 years, and he's now a line supervisor, he's a big boy. I'm trying to remember his call sign, KN4CEF. Or is it KO4CEF? Andrew.
Of 11,000 people that are employed out there. Now, not all of them aren't there at the same time, thank goodness, but most of the time there's probably a third there, and that gets kind of rough getting in and out of the parking lots.
I can see why that would be, but yeah. Andrew's a kind of a shift supervisor, and I figured everybody knew Andrew, but no, he's a good one, too.
A blue shirt or a green shirt?
Well, he's a production line supervisor, so I would imagine, I'm not sure what color shirt he wears. I believe it's blue.
Process leads or process supporters. The green shirts are managers. They're out there on the line, too. Out there in the line, but they're managers.
Pretty sure he's a blue shirt. A blue shirt.
the green shirts, you start creeping up to the six-figure mark.
Sounds like a winner to me, but I tell you what, I bet you just about have to give your life away to get there, don't you?
Really, but there's a lot of headaches you have to deal with.
Yeah, well, hey, that's management, you know? So, anyhow, well, what color are the MAUs?
Blue.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's a pretty good situation out there, as long as they keep busy. I hope they'll keep busy.
That plant is the moneymaker for the company, and I'm over in Hall 50. We're making the X5, 6s, and the 7s, and apparently our area is the cash cow.
Hey, you guys are running wide open, aren't you?
Hall 52, which is a newer part, they build the 2s, the 3s, and the 4s, I believe. I know they build the 3s and the 4s over there. They cut them back to 3 days, I believe, and modified their schedule so that some of the parts that are work on our stuff, we end up with them before they do, because ours are selling better, supposedly.
Remember, what's an X2? That's not an SUV, is it?
It is one of the smallest SUVs they have. I think it's about the size of it's a little bit smaller, I think, than a RAV4. It might be about the same size as a RAV4.
Okay. Well, now, you're working on, you said, this X5 and X6 and X7. That's the big SUV, isn't it?
They just came out with the Model M, and it's a hybrid, and it's supposed to have combined horsepower of, I think, 770 or 750 horsepower.
Dragging the kids out to the soccer field pretty quick.
It's not regenerative. You have to plug it in and charge it.
Trip, you're talking about when you let off of the accelerator, and it's coasting, it turns the generator to recharge the battery, right?
Clean engine, braking or any of that.
Okay. Well, so it's just a straight up EV then. It doesn't, you got to recharge it, and there's no gas engine on it, right?
Comes with either a V6 turbocharged or a V8 that's turbocharged.
Well, what's its range on batteries?
100 miles, maybe.
It's a large body EV hybrid then, yeah. All right. Well, that's still not too bad. Well, when are they going to... You know, they were working on a hydrogen car there for the longest time. When are they going to do that?
Anything about that? Funny thing is, most of the tuggers and stuff inside the plant run on hydrogen. They've got fuel cells. I heard that they refill them. I think they got a separator or something. They put hydrogen in. They don't use a lot of propane powered forklifts.
How about that? Well, so they have a hydrogen tank. They don't separate the hydrogen from water on the vehicle then.
I don't know how they do it. I haven't seen how they do it. I think they have a processor that splits it and puts it into the vehicles that they use them in, but I don't know. I've got a brother-in-law that works with logistics, KK4FTU.
BWA. Yeah. Well, so which way are you headed to go home? Simpsonville? Greenville? Spartanburg?
I'm sitting in the driveway right now, so I'm over About halfway between Easley and Anderson.
Well, repeater's working good this morning. I started out in Inman, and I'm just about down in Spartanburg now.
If you know where Drayton area is, there's a restaurant you need to check out called Pig Out 2.
Yeah, a little something you need to know about me. If there's a restaurant around, I probably know about it. I love to eat. Yeah, and I know that Drayton area very well. You know, they've really developed the old mill pretty good. Did you know it back in the day when it was active?
Negative. My brother-in-law, he runs that restaurant right there beside the post office. I keep telling him, I said, you've ruined me. I go anywhere else and get barbecue or ribs, and they don't meet up to your standards.
Now, is it mustard-based, ketchup-based, or is it just put your own sauce on?
And they have both of those top bases that you can add to it if you want to.
Yeah, I like it. Now, if they've got a really good dry rub, they can get that on there, and they can put out a good flavor barbecue. And I tell you, you get whatever sauce you want, either that vinegar or that mustard or the, I call it Carolina sweet. And that's the way to do it.
It's just right down the road from where the mill was. If you check it out, right there beside the post office in Drayton. They're open for supper Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Tuesday and Wednesday, I think they're open till 3 o'clock.
I don't normally get over in that area later in the evening, so I've hit it over there. I've hit it around lunchtime or 1 o'clock.
7.
Me over there?
Yeah. But like I said, he does a dry rub, and man, I keep telling him, I said, I've eaten ribs a couple other places, and most places I've eaten them, they like boiled them, then putting sauce on them and trying to cook them with sauce on them. It's like, no, just doesn't have the same flavor.
Right. You got to slow cook them over a proper pit. You dry rub, get those spices in there, and then add your sauce. That's the way to do it. Well, I'm having fun in traffic. Well, you better get in there and get you some shut-eye. You don't need to be out here jawboning with an old fart.
Get the dog out and run her a little bit before I go to bed. Put her back in her kennel. You have a good one, and I'll be clear on your final. KK4 FTU.
FTU, I enjoyed the ride along this morning, even though it was interrupted by some of the local flavor. Oh, you have a good sleep there, Bubba. And I hope I get to talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA. I'm mobile for about another 5 minutes.
KN4 VWA, W4NGU.
What's happening?
Do you run down the road? Over my way, actually. Did you come down 26?
No. I just go right straight over to Asheville Highway 176 and straight into town. I tell you what, it's a pretty morning out there. It's only 70 degrees. It's nice.
Well, it's going to be upper 80s. Don't speak too quick.
Fortunately, I will be working in the air condition today. I got to finish cleaning out two rooms, and then I got to go get some material. So, you've been in my little building, haven't you? I'm having a wall taken out between the front room and the back room where I got my trains, and I'm making that one large room.
Nice, Steve. You going to increase the train track or just want more open area?
Above.
Well, I guess you won't be down around Harvey's at 1 o'clock, will you?
No, at 1 o'clock I'm going to be, I got an early doctor's appointment this morning, and I got to run by my office and get clear there, and then I got to go buy some materials at Lowe's to get this job done, and as soon as I get all that done, I'm going to be spending the rest of the day in there trying to clear the rooms out where he can work.
You do that yourself.
I can, but, you know, my days of hoisting up two by 12s by 12 feet long, no.
Blame you if you got something that heavy going on. That's just too much, unless you had some help, but even then, I understand that.
You know, the thing is, wear and tear has been showing its ugly head lately, and I'm just not willing to, you know, if I can just point and pay, hey, there you go.
Good. You're about 5 minutes out or less now. I guess I'll let you go. I had a couple other things I thought I'd talk to you about on the phone, but we'll just do that later. It's nothing pressing.
No, I've hit traffic here on just north of USCS, and I'll be another five minutes or longer trying to get in. Trying to get into where I'm trying to go, so you want to give me a call? Fire away, Bubba.
W4 never give up. Clear.
KN4 VWA. Clear.